Friday the 9th of July, Kof Zayin Tammuz, Rabbi Binyamin Hammond, the marriage restrictions on Belos Slochot.
Guten Erev Shabbos to everybody. I'm very pleased to be here, to be part of this wonderful show of pure Ahavas HaTorah, coming here every day, giving up part of your day to come and start with a shiur in the morning. The Gemara Nedarim tells us, Al Ma of the Haaretz, what was the cause of the Churban? And the Gemara says, Al Shul Einu Mevorchim Batoya Tchila. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah before they started learning. And the Mevorchim explained, that means they didn't have enough of an appreciation, and enough chashivas for Torah. They didn't find it worthwhile to make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah before they started. That being the case, and I'm sure this marvelous moisad must go a long way in repairing this fault and mitzvah Shem bring us closer to the Geula. In that note, we can start with the Benois Salafchad, and Chazal described the Benois Salafchad as Mechavavis Ha'aretz. They had a love for Eretz Yisrael. Chazal B'yoy Chachmosa understood when the Benois Salafchad in last week's Sedra came to Moshe Rabbeinu and complained and said they really wanted to inherit their father. The father, Salafchad, didn't leave any children. He had a schus to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't leave any sons. He only had daughters. They said, it's only fair that we should inherit the father. And Chazal understood that they had this request came out of Chavivas Ha'aretz. They were had so much love for Eretz Yisrael. They wanted a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And they found an opportunity to have this chelik. And that's a very well-known story about the Benos Salafchad. There's a slightly less well-known story about the Benos Salafchad in the end of this week, Sedra. The counterclaim to their request came from the rest of Shevet Menashe. Salafchad was from Shevet Menashe. So now these Benos Salafchad now had a chelek in Eretz Israel. The rest of Shevet Menashe came back with a different complaint. They said, what's going to happen? We now have these girls who now own a portion of Chelek Menashe. They and Mitzvah Shem will get married. They can go and get married to somebody from a different Shevet. Mitzvah Shem, they won't have children. Achamei ve'Esrim, their children, who now belong to Shevet Yehuda or Shevet Yisachar, will now inherit the land. And we've now legally transferred a portion of land which should have belonged to Chelek Menashe, now belongs to a different Shevet. Shevet Menashe have now lost out. The Shevet Menashe said, this is not fair. We're losing out. So,
if it goes to the
husband's children, even her children now belong to a different shevet. They go after the midyachas after the father. They belong to a different shevet. So that was the complaint of Shevet Menashe. So the seemingly simple solution to this problem, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay. So we'll say any daughter in this situation who has a Yerusha, well, tell her she can only marry within the same shevet. She's not allowed to marry somebody from a different shevet. So Benoit Salafchad, it didn't actually apply to Benoit Salafchad, but somebody else that came from Shevet Yehuda, and this girl had a Yerusha, she could only marry somebody from Shevet Yehuda. And that way we solve the problem. That way any land in Shevet Yehuda will always stay within the Shevet Yehuda. Now, the reason why this parasha is not so famous is one line in the Gemara in Bara Basra. The Gemara in Bara Basra says as follows. It darshens the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Zeh ha-dovah she-tzivah Hashem livnoi salochot. This is the matter which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded b'noi salochot. So the Gemara in Bara Basra, Dachkuf Chaf Aleph, I think, darshens, Zeh ha-dovah, dovah zeh, eino noig l'doyos. It's not known for future generations. It only applies for that generation which came into Eretz Yisrael straight away from the Midbar. They're the only ones who have this commandment that they have to marry within their own Shevet. Future generations, they can marry whoever they want. So even though Menashe had a good taina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted their request for that generation, but future generations could marry whoever they wanted. So this mitzvah is not known for those, it's not known for Manazeh. So we don't really know too much about it. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in his Hakdamah to Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has a number of principles by which he decides which mitzvahs are counted within the Tariag mitzvahs. He has Shiroshim. In the third Shorish, he says, one of the principles is that any mitzvah which is not noyeg for future generations is not included within the mitzvah, the number of Tariag. Therefore, this mitzvah, says in the Pasuk, Since his mitzvah is not known for future generations, so the Rambam, we do not include it in the mitzvah the number of Tayyag mitzvahs. So the mitzvah does not appear in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Similarly, it does not appear in Sefer HaChinuch. So, as we say, it's not such a famous parasha. Now, the trouble is, not a trouble, but what's interesting is, we look in Rav Sadia Gaon in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has three halakim of Sefer HaMitzvahs. He has the mitzvah Saseh, he has the mitzvah Lo Saseh, and he has a third chelek. He calls them parashios or ashoros. Ashoros which are nimso l'sibo, parashios which are nimso l'sibo. In Parsha Chovvot, he says like this. The Seder HaNachalos is the Seder of Nachalos of Yerusha, the son and the children, the brothers. V'chol bas yereshes nachalo. Seder Nachalos, v'chol bas yereshes nachalo. And the question is, what's he want with this? V'chol bas yereshes nachalo. We know, that's one of the Yerushas. A son can yashin, the daughter can yashin, the brothers, sisters. What's the Rambam, the Sadia Gaon saying? Seder Nachalos, v'chol bas yereshes nachalo. And the Rav Sadia Gaon and the Halachas Gedolos also says the same lashon. They also go with this opinion of the Rambam that a mitzvah which is not known for the Gedolos, we do not count in the mitzvah in the seder of Tayyag mitzvahs. So why are they saying v'chol bas yereshes nachalo? Obviously, they come to refer to this parasha of v'lo sisrei. That's the din of v'chol bas yereshes nachalo. That's what's special about the inheritance of a daughter. There are different halachas from any other inheritance. The daughter who inherits her nachala can only marry within her shevet. And as we said, the Gemara in Bar Abbas says very clearly, this mitzvah is not noeg l'doyos, and therefore it should not be included within the mitzvah, the number of tayyag mitzvahs. And the Sadia Gaon and halachas gedolos, they say quite clearly, say the nachalos, v'chol bas yereshes nachala. They're saying this pasha, v'chol bas yereshes nachala, which is our pasha, is included in the tayyag mitzvahs, it's part of the tayyag mitzvahs. They seem to be saying very clearly that the mitzvah is noeg l'doyos. And it is a blatant stira to the Gemara Bar Abasha, which says, there hadova, dova there ain't a noeg l'doyos, it's not noeg for future generations. How can the Sadia Gaon and the halachic gedolos paskin that there is noeg l'doyos? So Rav Parlo, in his pirush on the Sadia Gaon, explains, and betting this is the shitta of the other Goenim as well, that in this parasha there are two mitzvahs. There are two mitzvahs in this parasha of Lo Sisrei. Bagam, when you learn the parasha, you think there's only one mitzvah. He says no. There are two mitzvahs over here. What are the two mitzvahs? If you read the pasukim carefully, it goes like this: V'chol bas yereshes nachalo mimatzes b'nei Yisrael. Any daughter who yashin the chelek a nachalo from the hashevet le'echol b'mishpachas mati avia. She has to get married to somebody from the shevet of her father. As we said, in order the nachla shouldn't be transferred to a different shevet. That's in Posuk Ches. Posuk Tes. And the Yerusha, the nachla, will not be transferred from one shevet to another shevet. So the Poshup Shat in the Posuk is, as the Posuk Tes is just explaining the reason behind Posuk Ches. Posuk Ches says she has to get married to somebody in her shevet. Posuk Ches tells us, well, it's this of Nachla, and therefore this is the reason is because in that way we can ensure the Nachla will not get transferred to a different shevet. But you could learn the Posuk differently. In fact, the Ramban, in one of his explanations of this parasha, says Posuk Ches is the second mitzvah. The first mitzvah is that you have to get married to somebody in your shevet. The second mitzvah is, well, it's this of Nachla. There's a new mitzvah I'm based in. That based in it's also for based in to give the nachala from somebody in one shevet to give it to somebody into a different shevet. Even if it'll be the normal klolim of Yerusha, it should go to a different shevet. Over here, there's a new mitzvah. But lo yisrei nachala. Based in, I'm not allowed to give the Yerusha from one shevet and to give it to somebody in a different shevet. Even if the normal rules and regulations of Yerusha would mean it should go to the second shevet. It's a mitzvah based in that it cannot give it to a different shevet. So those are the two mitzvahs. Now, before we go any further, you're going to ask me, very nice, but why do I need the second mitzvah? Now, I've got the first mitzvah, that you're not allowed to marry somebody within a different shevet, so when will there ever be nagea, when will the second mitzvah be practical? it's never going to occur. If a daughter who yashins the father can only marry within her shevet, then when's it ever going to be a practical difference to know that she, that if the situation arises, the Beis Din can't give the Yerusha to somebody else? The situation will never arise.
There's only one
love.
If there's any.
Okay, that's perhaps one explanation. But then the Ramban of Etzim says that there are cases, the Marshal. It could be somebody, a girl, who has a lot of brothers. She has some brothers. So she knows, she's from Shevet Menashe. She goes and marries somebody from Shevet Yehuda. And then, before her father is Nifta, all her brothers, Lalena, were Nifta without children. So now, she got married to somebody from Shevet Yehuda. And now, when the father's Nifta, so she's going to Yashin the father. So even though she was perfectly entitled to marry somebody from a different Shevet, but now it's going to turn out the Nachla will be going to a different Shevet. On that, says the Rambam, you have the second mitzvah of a loisis of Nachla. If, but the Yevet, such an occurrence happened, that we do have such a situation, nevertheless, based on a mitzvah not to give the Nachla to the children. Which is a very, very big chiddush, because I'll be the normal klolim of Yerusha, the Nachla should go to the children. Says the Rambam over here, no. Over here, based on the mitzvah, not to follow the normal regulations of Yerusha. This rule, this mitzvah is sisov, overcomes and circumvents all the normal rules and regulations of Yerusha. So that's why I need the second parasha. Now, so I've got two mitzvahs over here. The mitzvah that the girls who are going to Yashin and Nachalah can only marry within the Shevet. And then we have a second mitzvah that somebody who did marry, a girl who did marry somebody from a different Shevet and got the Nachalah, Beis Din will not give the Nachalah to her children. It will in fact go back to her father's Mishpacha. Now says, Rav Poloi, this is the Pshat of Sadiqah. The first mitzvah, that they can only marry within their Shevet, that in fact is only Noeg in the first generation. That's the Gemara Bar Basra, Zehadova. The first mitzvah is only Noeg for the first generation. The second mitzvah, which is the mitzvah I'm based in, that's Takanoeg for all generations. That's not a contradiction to the Gemara Bar Basra. The Gemara Bar Basra is talking about the first mitzvah. But the mitzvah I'm based in is Noeg Ladoyas. So that's what the Rav Sadia Gaon says. Say the nachalos, the chol bas yesh is nachala. The second din, it's a din on Beis Din. That Beis Din have the ability to overrule the normal rules and regulations of Yerusha. That is noeg even b'zman hazeh. So as we said, the Rishonim l'chod don't learn that this way. Either they learn there's only one mitzvah, or they learn even the second mitzvah is only noeg for that generation. But the Goyim learn the two mitzvahs, and the second mitzvah is noeg even b'zman hazeh. There is a Yerushalmi, a very interesting Yerushalmi, and the Pearler brings this is a very beautiful raya for the Shifat HaGoyim. The Yerushalmi appears in a number of places, but in this Yerushalmi, there's an extra addition, an extra sentence, which does not appear in all the other places. The Gemara goes like this. It says, Zocha v'shamo, v'dibo echod ne'emru. Not everybody knows. Zocha v'shamo, two mitzvahs of Shabbos, you got the mitzvahs, asei mitzvahs, lois asei, v'dibo echod ne'emru. Then the Gemara carries on. Begets, Abba Kanfois, Kedilim Tase Lecha, Rebecca Shadnus Leyale Olecha, but Dibo Echad Nemu. The mitzvah of Sitzis and the mitzvah of Shadnus were said together. The Yom HaShabbos Leisasi Kol Melacha, and the Yom HaShabbos Shnei Kavosim, but Dibo Echad Nemu. Ebas Eishes Achicha Leisigale, Yivon Yohoy Olecha, but Dibo Echad Nemu. The Yerushalmi is telling us, we have many mitzvahs in the Torah which seem to be a contradiction. It tells us on one hand to wear tzitzis. We know that tzitzis can be from shatnas, and it tells us we can't wear beged of shatnas. We know on Shabbos you can't be any melacha. Nevertheless, we makiv kavanas on Shabbos. It seems to be a contradiction. You can't marry a sister-in-law. We know there's a mitzvah of yibum. seemingly a contradiction. The Gemara tells us, "B'dibo echol neimru." Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew what he was doing. B'dibo echol neimru. Atkan, this Gemara appears in many places. The Yerushalmi in the Dorim, Gimel Halacha Beis, adds on an extra word, an extra sentence. Kol basi yeshes nachala, v'loisisoy nachala, b'dibo echol neimru. Kol bas yeresh es nachala, v'lois tisoy nachala, b'dibo echol neimru. It's said at the same time. So, kipshutei. It's very nice. There's no contradiction. You've got the mitzvah of kol bas yeresh es nachala has to get married to somebody from the same shevet. And v'lois tisoy nachala is the explanation why you have to get married to the same shevet. It's beautiful. There's no contradiction at all. So what's this doing in the Yerushalmi? Why is the Yerushalmi putting this together with fitzis and shatnas and yibum? This is a beautiful parasha. We've got the mitzvah of Chol Bas Yeshes Nachalo, together with the mitzvah of Lisis of Nachalo, which is the explanation for that mitzvah. So the Pshat and Yerushalmi is pretty good, and the Pshat is like this. And this better brings us to the next question we're going to ask. Yerushalmi is asking a question, a moedika question on the Goinim. We've got a parasha of Lisis of Nachalo, which tells us you cannot get married to somebody from a different shevet. And we have another mitzvah of Lisis of Nachalo, which means the Beis Din cannot give the Nachala, even if it would go to a different Shevet, but Beis Din are not allowed to give it to the second Shevet. So the question is, okay, we explained why we need the second mitzvah. The first mitzvah by itself is not sufficient, because sometimes you could have a case when somebody did get married to, the girl got married to somebody from a different Shevet. So we need the second mitzvah. But the question is the other way around. Once I've got the second mitzvah, anyway, Beis Din, they've been told that even if the situation arises, they cannot give the nachalot to the second shevet. So why don't you the first mitzvah? It should be the second mitzvah should be sufficient. Tell Beis Din, if you ever have this opportunity that you have a daughter who has a yerusha and she has children, the children belong to a different shevet. Tell Beis Din, okay, don't give the yerusha to the children. The yerusha is going to go back to her father's family. That's the listeners of nachalot. Why don't you the first mitzvah? Why do I have to tell him you can only marry within the same shevet? It's not necessary. If the Torah is prepared to go to this length and say, in this case, we can override the normal klolim of Yerusha, fine. So let that be the case every time. And don't have the first mitzvah. Let the girls marry whoever they want. And that's the Yerushalmi's kasha. Why do I need the first mitzvah? And that's the contradiction between these two mitzvahs. If I have the second mitzvah, I don't need the first mitzvah. And the Yerushalmi said, "B'divo echol ne'emru." So that's the kasha of the Yerushalmi. We have to understand exactly what's the answer. Why, in fact, do I need the first mitzvah? So, firstly, I want to be. We'll deal with the Ramban. The Ramban has a number of ways of explaining this parasha. One of them is also this mahalaf, that are in fact two mitzvahs. But the Ramban goes with the opinion that even the second mitzvah is only noeg in the first generation. So in Peshitas HaRamban, you can explain very simply why we need the first mitzvah. Then there's the Tashbetz, brings the Ramban. And he says, it can't be. So it can't be that over here the Torah is telling me that the son will not Yashin his father, his mother. It doesn't understand it. We know there's a parasha, the daughter Yashin, so the son Yashin his mother. It can't be over here the Torah says we won't give the Yosha to the son. It doesn't make any sense. So the Tashbetz says, okay, it can't be. The Ramban obviously disagrees with that and says it can be. But we see from the Tashbetz that it's not so easy just to circumvent the Yerusha and say, yeah, okay, here's going to be different. So maybe the Ramban held like this, that even though the Torah said that the Eved, if such a situation arose, will say, basically will not give the Yerusha to the children, but Avad al-Khatkhila, in the first instance, the Torah would be much happier to avoid the situation, to make sure that situation never arose. It would make much more sense to say, let's try and stop the situation. Let's try and make sure that the Yerusha will never be able to go to a second Shevet. How is that? By telling the daughters who they can marry. So the Ramban holds that both mitzvahs, first the mitzvah of who they can marry, and the mitzvah of Lo Sisov, both mitzvahs were only noyeg in the first generation. So Ramban says, okay. So lechatchila the Torah said, let's make sure the situation will never arise. If the evidence arose, we'll tell you, still, basically, you cannot give the Yerusha to the second Shevet. That's the Shittas HaRamban. But in the Shittas HaGaonim, you can't say this turrets. In the Gaonim, you can't say this turrets. Because the Gaonim hold that Bizman HaZeh, the second mitzvah is Noig, and not the first mitzvah. That means Bizman HaZeh, we are very happy, lechatchila, that the situation will arise that the Yerusha will be going to the second Shevet. And if that will be true, we'll say, no, the son will not Yashin the mother. So we don't mind if that situation arises. The Fila Goyim. So now the question comes back, so why Bizman, why in the first generation who came to Eretz Yisrael, why was the Torah Mitzvah the first mitzvah? Telling them who they can marry. That's not necessary. The Fila Ramban, the Ramban says, no, lechatchila, I don't want such a situation to arise. So I'll tell you, be careful who you marry. But the Goyim are quite happy for that situation to arise. The Goyim say, Bizman Hazer, you can marry whoever you want. And nevertheless, if the situation arises, we will not give the Yerusha to the children. So why is the first generation any different? The first generation who come into Eretz Yisrael, let's say the same thing. But Lo Yisalofchad and anybody in that situation can marry whoever you want. If it turns out you're going to have children and the Yerusha might go to a different Shevet, okay. So Beis will say, you know what? In this case, the children won't Yashin you. Okay, what's the difference between the first generation and future generations? In order to answer this question, we have to understand a bit more. Why is this, the first mitzvah at least, why is it only noeg in the first generation? Why is it not noeg bizman hazeh? What's so special about the generation who came into Eretz Yisrael? Shevet Menashe had a good time. We're going to lose all our land. If that's a good time, that should apply even bizman hazeh. There are a number of explanations. The Netziv in Hamikdava explains like this. He says, we know that's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael not just like any other country. It's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. What brings about the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael? The fact that Bnei Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. We find many mitzvahs only knowing when Yoyish and Kal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Bnei Yisrael were Yoyish, Eretz Yisrael, gives it the Kedusha. He says, what brought about the Kedusha in the first place to Eretz Yisrael is when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and they all settled and they were Yoyish the land, that brought about the Kedusha. Each Shevet of Kal Yisrael had their own portion of Eretz Yisrael. Each has a specific portion, it's Alpi Adibo, and Alpi Agoil, but the Goil is also Alpi from a Kodesh Baruch, it wasn't just luck, it was Mepi Agavura. Every Shevet had that specific reason why they got their Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Hamik Dava, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only going to come about, the complete Kedusha, the way that Kodesh Baruch wanted it, is only going to come about if each Shevet is living in their correct portion of Eretz Yisrael. That is the way we're going to make the real Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. If everybody is able to be dwelling and Yerush the correct portion of Eretz Yisrael, that way we can achieve the correct Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The complete, full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So it says in the Tziv, the first generation who came into Eretz Yisrael, who were Yashning the land, it was of utmost importance that everybody should be in the right place. If somebody wouldn't be in the right place, this could affect Klal Yisrael for Dorei Doros. The Kedusha would never be Chal. The correct Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael would never be Chal. So it was very, very important that in the first generation, the Kedusha should be Chal in the correct way. So, Shevet Menashe, when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they thought they had a request, we're losing out our land. And seemingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted their request. But really, if we understand the parasha better than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't really accepting their request. They were worried they're going to be losing a chelek on Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned about the chalos kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, the first generation to come into Eretz Yisrael, we must make sure that everybody gets the correct portion, the correct chelek. That way the kedusha will be spread out and will be full, be chal in its correct and full way. Future generations? Okay. You can live here, you can live there. Eventually it will all get sorted out. It might be a bit of a mix-up, but everybody will get the portion which is coming to them. That's the Shittas HaRamban. Says Rav Polo, in his Pirush and Rav Sadia Gaon, the Goyim also holds like that, to a certain extent. The first generation who came into Eretz Yisrael, he also agrees, it's very, very important that the first generation, everybody is settled in the correct portion which is allotted to them. Or else the Kedusha won't be held properly. So if we only have the second mitzvah, which tells us that based in, if the situation arises that the children belong to a different shevet, then Beis Din shouldn't give the Yerusha to the children. Mistakes can happen. People might not come to Beis Din, Beis Din might not realize the whole situation, they won't realize where the Nachla is coming from. Mistakes can happen. So in order to ensure, as a double insurance, to make sure the first generation, the Yerusha will be 100% in the correct way, the Torah is inside it, even the first mitzvah. To make sure the situation should never arise. That, if it did arise, then we'll say, okay. But the evidence arose, you've got the second mitzvah, so a mitzvah on Beis Din. But in the first generation, it was very important that there should be the first mitzvah as well, in order to ensure a situation will never arise. Just to cover ourselves, to make sure the Nachla will be chal and the Kedusha will be chal in the correct way. So you've only got a couple of minutes left. Just like to finish off with a very, very short vort, which I heard from the Talmud Chacham, beautiful vort also in the Ge'er for Bnei Tzlofchot. In Parashat Pinchas, we know, so Bnei Tzlofchot said his daughters wanted to yarush from their father, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo accepted their request. The Pasuk says, Kein Bnei Tzlofchot Doivris. Bnei Tzlofchot are speaking correctly. There's a beautiful Rashi over here. Rashi says, Magid, Sherasa Einon, Mashele Rasa Einon Shal Moshe. Rashi started off earlier. Kach Kesuva Parshazu Lefonai B'moyim. This is how this parasha is written in front of me in Shamayim. The parasha of Yerusha Habas is written down in front of me in Shamayim. Magid, Sherasa Einol, the eyes of Bnei Tzlofchot saw, Mashlo Rasa Einol Shal Moshe. But the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see. And the question is, what did Bnei Tzlofchot see? They saw anything? They saw what was written in Shamayim? They didn't see it. They made a cheshbon. If a father only has daughters, he doesn't do Yibum, so the daughter is like a son, so he should get the Yerusha. Okay, very nice Svarah, Kal V'Chaim, or whatever it is, it's a Svarah. They saw something. They saw what was written in the Torah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah in Shamayim. Rasa Eino Mashal, Rasa Eino Shal Moshe. They saw it, they didn't see anything. They thought, and they were Chachmonios, they were clever. We see from this Rashi that somebody can have such clarity in their learning, they can get such degree in their learning, such clarity of thought, that they can see it. You can a Svarah can be so clear to you, a Gemara, a Tosfos can be so clear, the explanation, you see a Tosfos, and the explanation of the Tosfos can be so clear to you, you can say, it's written in Tosfos, it's written in the Gemara, it's written in the Chumash, it's written in the Rashi, even though it's not written. But something can be so clear, it's obvious to you, that you saw it. But Bnei Tzlofchot saw the parasha of Yibum. They saw the parasha that the son Yarshan is the father. They said, no, it says over here that the daughter is also going to Yarshan. Their story was so clear to them, they said, it said it over here. Rasa Einon, that I saw. Mitzvah Shem, we should be Zeicha, that all our learning should be with such clarity, everything we learn should be either it's said in the first.